One of the unique features of the Rosh Hashanah davening that only exists in some places is the fact that it gets interrupted and people make Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar and before Musaf and then come back for the remainder of davening. This is a practice that exists in some yeshivas and some shuls and not in others, and it's a little bit interesting because on other days of the year we don't do this. And not only that, but there is a general halacha that once a zman mitzvah comes, one is not supposed to eat before fulfilling the mitzvah. This is discussed in a Mishnah, in Masechet Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Ches, and a Tosefta, in Masechet Shabbos, which explicitly mentions shofar. And even though it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it is brought in Shulchan Aruch in other places, in Hilchos Lulav, in Tav Reish Nun Beis, and in Hilchos Megillah, Tav Reish Sadi Beis, and there in Hilchos Megillah, you know, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and the Rama emphasizes, that even though you've been fasting the entire day, Tanis Esther, you've been fasting the whole day, and even though Megillah is not a mitzvah deraisa, nonetheless, one should not eat before hearing the Megillah on the night of Purim, and also on the day of Purim. So this is a general halacha, the Mishnah Berurah there points out, just like it applies to Lulav and to Shofar as well. So there is an iser to eat before fulfilling the mitzvah. So how could it possibly be that that places have a minog to go ahead and to stop the davening and to eat before fulfilling this important mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? So the beginning of the answer is going to have to be based on a deeper understanding of this prohibition of eating before fulfilling a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, both in Hilchos Lulav and in Hilchos Megillah, that the basis of this iser is that if a person sits down for a meal, so then we're afraid he's going to get carried away, he's going to get distracted. Who knows, maybe he'll go to sleep. Whatever, even if he doesn't go to sleep, he'll get distracted, and he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that many hold that it's only usher to have a meal at that time, to have a seuda, but to have a te'ima, to have something small, a snack, would be permissible, because then we're not concerned that a person is going to get carried away. What's the definition of a snack? So less than a kibetza worth of bread, of pas, or pasaba bekisnin, various baked items and pastries, or any amount of other types of food items. Nonetheless, can this really help us? The Mishnah Berurah writes that this should only be used in a case of great need, because there are opinions that say even a te'ima is aser. And there were gedolim who were not happy about the minog of having kiddush before tkiyah shofar. And they wrote, shofar is a mitzvah that comes once a year. It's a mitzvah chaviva. How could you go ahead and, before you get to the mitzvah, to go ahead and to start eating? And there are those who claim that the only heter is to have a te'ima, not a seuda. But you're going to go ahead and make kiddush and claim that that counts for kiddush b'makom seuda, and then you're going to tell me it's not really a seuda, it's only a te'ima. So you can't have it both ways. And once you're counting it for kiddush b'makom seuda, so then it's no longer a taste, it's no longer a small snack, a te'ima, and it should be a problem. This is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva's name, the Shud Beis Yitzhak, which I haven't seen inside. And they bring a historical precedent. There was a maisa that there was an epidemic and people had to eat in order to strengthen themselves. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, rather than make Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar, first let's do the Tkiyos Demiyushav, and then you can go home and make Kiddush and then come back, even though it would be a hefsek between the Bracha and the Tkiyos Demi'umad. Nonetheless, there were many Gedolim who defended the practice that some have of having the Kiddush before the Tkiyos. And this includes the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avadi Yosef, among many others. And they said that the Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter to have the te'ima before fulfilling the mitzvah. Not only that, but this case is better. The whole cheshash is that a person is going to forget to do the mitzvah. And we see that the extent to which that is likely impacts upon the application of the Yisr, because the poskim wrote that Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter to have a te'ima. And in this situation, there's almost no possibility that person's going to forget to do the mitzvah. It's not like we're sending people home to go ahead and have lunch and then come back and to do the mitzvah. Everyone's right here. It's a whole tzibur together, right in the shul, in the yeshiva. The whole tzibur is not going to forget to come back in and to fulfill the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. There's really very, very little chashash in terms of kavod ha-mitzvah, mitzvah chaviva. So the whole point of it is that shul goes very late, the davening is very long, and we want people to have energy to fulfill the mitzvah better, to be in a better frame of mind to go ahead and to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, they said that such a minhag has basis and would be permissible to do so. So, la'alacha, many places they don't do it, and that's very nice. And if a person has the energy and the strength that he doesn't need, so maybe that would be better. However, in many places they also do have the minhag to have kiddush, and those who feel that will give them extra energy to fulfill the mitzvah hayom better, so there certainly is room to allow that. Have a wonderful day, and if people could please stack the chairs before going out, that would be very, very helpful.